This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
It is a pleasure to be with you once again. I'd like to thank all those on Facebook Live and on Trinity Baptist Prayer Line. I saw my friend Will, my sister Tracy, and my niece Tanya this morning, and hopefully my mom will join. Well, as you know, I like to just get right into it. Grab your Bibles. We're going to be coming from Matthew chapter 7, verse 1 through 5, and my son will do the honors of reading our scripture this morning. Thank you, DeAndre. Wow, let's go ahead and go before the Lord in prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, is once again that we come and we thank you for this privilege and opportunity to deliver your word. Lord God, I pray that I decrease and you increase. I pray they not see the messenger, but they see the message. For in Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, as my son read Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 through 5, you know, the most quoted scripture of the Bible between Christians and non-Christian is Matthew chapter 7, verse 1, where it says, "Judge not that ye be not judged." Well, the problem is, they take that one verse and stop. They never really read what Jesus is saying. You know, this is part of the Sermon on the Mount. It starts in Matthew chapter 5, and it ends in Matthew chapter 7. So you have three chapters of the Sermon on the Mount there. But this scripture here has caused so much debate and so much dissension between Christians and non-Christian alike, because they are saying that we should not judge. If you take a first glance at that verse, you may get that. But if you are any student of God's Word, you know you have to read the Scripture in context, and you have to compare Scripture with Scripture. So if one Scripture is saying one thing and it's not saying it anywhere else, you might want to be careful about how you interpret that, because God's Word will back itself up. So, who do you think Jesus is talking to here? He is telling us to judge not that ye be not judged. But before we even go any further, we must define what judging is. This will set the context. Judgment, the word judge is to properly distinguish. That is to decide mentally or judicially by implications to try, to condemn, punish, avenge, conclude, damn, decree. All of those are called judging. So you can see it says to properly distinguish. That's a good one. To decide mentally or judicially. It means to condemn, punish. So all of these are the definition of judging. And you need to make sure you understand the context of what, when you see judge, what it means. You will see the word judge in many forms in the Bible. Judgeth, judging, judging, judges. It is used over 700 times in God's Word. So therefore, He even have an entire book called Judges, where God used judges during the time to lead His people. So when people say, we are not to judge, you have no idea what you're talking about. Because Jesus emphatically tells us to judge. Now, the judge that he's talking about is the one where it says to properly.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.